I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. A new year is upon us, and if you're one of those who buys your hunting and fishing license year to year, it's time for an update. We'll talk a little more about it coming up right after this.
The answer is, they only work if you wear them. Yes, Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
I'll stick with life jackets for $400.
They come in new lightweight styles, perfect for any boating activity. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Yes!
Life jackets for $600, please.
Emergencies on the water happen too fast to reach them if they are stowed. Darlene?
What are anchors?
No, I'm sorry. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
Be a winner. Vote smart. Vote safe. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council.
Unlike some states who have their license year on the fiscal year, West Virginia's license run on the regular calendar. Curtis Taylor is the chief of wildlife for the West Virginia DNR and says there's no special reason for that. It's just now it's always been done.
Basically, that's the way it's historically been done that way. And to change to a fiscal year would require an enormous amount of headache and paperwork, because you'd have to issue a license that was only good for like half of a year or a year and a half, and then increase the price so you don't interrupt your cash flow.
But what it does mean is that you're on January 1st, your hunting and fishing license needs to be renewed.
You still have grouse, rabbit, a little bit of squirrel, mourning doves in until January the 3rd. So there are a lot of seasons that continue on, even though we're in another year.
The DNR has made this just about as easy as possible through the Internet with their Go Wild website, which is becoming more and more accepted by sportsmen who hunt and fish in the Mountain State.
It increases every year. Of course, we won't know the final percentage until all the paper agents send their reports in, which will be a couple of months. But It's increasing every year. People are getting used to using the system, and we see a lot of non-residents using it, because they can, you could get up tomorrow morning and leave Charlotte and buy your license, tonight and be ready to go when you get here in West Virginia. So that's a real boon to the non-residents, and it is for residents too, who may, like antlerless season, maybe they hadn't decided if they were going to go or not, and you could literally buy your license the morning that you went hunting.
But if you still want to buy it across the counter, that's fine too. In fact, that's getting more technologically advanced as well with the point-of-sale licensing system. Taylor says at times folks just forget to do it.
Some research in other states has indicated that, and they refer to that as churn. In other words, you got people that are dyed-in-the-wool hunters and anglers. They're going to go every year. They get their license. Then you've got some that they may hunt this year. Next year they may not go.
But buying a license not only gets you legal, it helps protect and conserve the great natural resources we enjoy here in the state.
That's how we pay for wildlife conservation in West Virginia, is through the sale of hunting and fishing license.
And that alone,
simple as that.
That alone is reason enough to get it done. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.